Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Mary Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, There Is a Truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the crowd had gathered by the thousands so that they trampled on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, Jesus says. This is a powerful metaphor, you know. Think how a teaspoon of yeast makes a whole batch of dough rise. And so how one small lie, carefully placed, can do enormous damage, let alone a habit of lying. And again, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. What you have said in secret will be proclaimed from the housetops. Does this sound maybe a bit like the evening news? Yes, in today's gospel, I think our Lord is talking about truth and about lying, about being persons of truth, about being careful about the things we say and about being responsible for the things we say. There is a young man in Moscow named Alexei Navalny. He looks to be somewhere in his 40s. He's Russia's most prominent opposition leader. He stands high, like a ray of light in the darkness, against the culture of lies in Mr. Putin's government. Alexei is a person of immense integrity. He's the foremost public opponent of President Putin. He's fearless. And such is his stature that the state can't silence him. He's been sentenced to countless 20 or 30-day jail terms, but they can't do more for fear of making a martyr of him. So he continues to speak out against the velvet-glove dictatorship that reigns in Russia. I think this is what Jesus is talking about when he says, "Fear not those who kill the body and can do nothing more." That's Mr. Navalny, and many others like him around the world. Would be very interesting to think about and name, for example, the politicians in our world internationally who are really honest. Such people have decided that they can't stand living a lie, that there's something transcendent that's worth living and even dying for. And these people shine for anyone who cares to see and takes the time to think. And we don't need to invoke international figures. Probably we know persons who shine like that. People who don't tell lies, who don't cheat, don't flatter, don't dissimulate. But they live uprightly, people who can be counted on always to speak the truth gently and quietly. Without gender connotations, we might say that a person like that is absolutely straight, a person of rectitude, a totally upright person. And somehow it shines in their eyes. Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I think this is what sustains Alexei Navalny and the others. Jesus says in today's gospel, "Do not be afraid. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. You are not forgotten in God's sight." So there is a truth, and it's wonderful to live in it. God bless you. Thank you.